morning, Christian Roofing. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Is Sean there?
Ma'am, who's calling and what it's regarding?
Sure, it's Jaw with Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry, Jaw?
Jaw with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, and what is it regarding?
An application that he sent over.
One moment, please. Please continue to hold, and we will be with you momentarily. Thank you. This is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. This is Shaw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm from the underwriting department, and your file has been sent over to the underwriting department. I just wanted to do a little quality control to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat?
Okay, sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to go over a few basic information I have on the business. I have Sean as the 100% owner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you know what's the best way to get a hold of him? Because once we process the application, we would have to talk to him.
Yeah, it would be the office. Just give us a call and we'll send him a message.
Okay, sounds good. Do you know when's the best time to get a hold of him?
Whenever he is ready, he will give you a call back. Just call the office and we'll go ahead and send him a message.
Okay, sounds good. I'll do that. Okay, and I also have you guys that have been in business for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it looks like you guys are working with Tyler on this file.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then according to my notes here, you guys are looking for about $250,000?
Yes.
Okay, and give me kind of like a little window. What's kind of like the lowest you guys can work with and what's the highest?
Well, he's looking to purchase a new building.
Okay.
So that's the main reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying probably the lowest would be $100,000.
$100,000? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And on the highest is the $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much does this building cost?
We haven't located a building yet, but we need to be able to have the capital to even, I mean, you know what I mean? Why would we want to start looking if we don't have capital?
Okay. Do you have a few location in mind right now?
It would be Lakeside.
Lakeside?
Lakeside area, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And along with buying the building, would you guys also need equipment and also the other things needed to run the business inside? Tables, chairs, computers?
Yes, most likely.
Okay. All right. And what's the time frame? How soon are you guys looking to pull the trigger on this?
Well, he's looking to do it as soon as possible. I mean, because we're kind of outgrowing this place quickly.
Mm. Okay.
So next year, I'm thinking.
Okay. Early next year?
Hopefully, yeah. That'd be nice.
Okay.
We are month to month here, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, for your lease?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And looks like last year you guys did about $2.5 million in gross annual sales.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you guys did in 2014?
I don't have that information. I don't have access to that file, actually. Actually, I can pull the... Hold on, let me see if I can pull the tax return. Hold on.
Okay.
Looks like 2014 was...
1.375. 1.375. Okay. All right. So you definitely grew from 2014 to 2015 then.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Do you know what you guys are tracking to do this year?
Yes, $4
million. Wow, that's awesome. So basically you're running out of space inside the building to house all your, you know, equipment, you know, employees, things like that.
Absolutely. Parking as well.
Parking, okay.
Yeah, parking is a major issue here.
Mm. How many more employees do you have now compared to, like, last year or 2 years ago?
We have, let's see, one, two, three new office staff.
Three new staffs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's looking to get another estimator, and yeah.
Okay. Supervisor. With some of the capital go towards, you know, making the payroll for the first few months for the new employees still?
Yes, it might. Yeah, it depends. You know, on how many jobs we get done and how people pay.
Yeah. When's the busiest time of year for you guys normally?
Busiest time is the beginning of the year and the end of the year. It kind of gets slow around, I would say, July, August, September are the slowest months.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Picking up after there.
Okay, so you guys are kind of in the middle of your busy season right now.
Getting there, hopefully, yeah.
That's good.
Rains are coming, so.
Oh, right, for roofing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when people notice they have problems is when it rains.
Mm-hmm,
but
exactly.
If it doesn't rain, they don't know that they have a problem.
Yeah, and a few days ago, we had some crazy rain over here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was coming down hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. And then, let's see here. So I do see, what you guys are looking for, the 250, shouldn't be a problem. It's in line with what your gross annual sales is. We generally are able to free up about 10 to 15% of it. So with the $4 million that you're tracking to do this year, the 250 is not a problem. We might even be able to get you more if you guys are looking for more.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. And then have you guys done a working capital before?
I'm not sure, honestly. This, you know, I've just started here this year, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's done a working capital before. He may have, but pretty much he hasn't dealt with much credit or anything like that. He's always paid for everything with cash.
I see. Okay.
But he's looking to grow, and, you know, you need to have capital in order to grow.
Yeah, and you don't want to use up all your cash and say, hey, something happens, and now you're strapped for cash, and you can't, you know, do all those projects you have lined up.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so how the program works, and I want to make sure that we're on the same page, and this is something that you guys you're looking to do. How it works is basically we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you guys can choose the amount that you need. From there, we deposit the money directly into the business checking account, and then from there, you can use it for whatever you need. We don't follow the money. It is set up on a termed loan. And for first-time borrower, the longest it goes is about 2 years. Sometimes it goes up to 3 years, depending on the file.
Okay.
Is that time frame okay with you guys, the term length?
It's
okay.
Yep.
Okay. And also, it is a automatic payment that's going to be deducted from the account either on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis, depending on which program you qualify for.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then from your experience, have you had a daily loan before, a weekly ACH loan before?
No, not from my experience.
Okay. And then you guys currently bank with Pacific Western Bank?
Correct.
Do you guys currently have any loans with them?
No loans at all.
Okay. And then have you looked into financing with them?
No, haven't started that. Nope.
Okay. Would you guys be looking to do that?
Well, he was working with the mortgage broker, and so basically we weren't looking to do anything like that at this time, you know, until we were ready. So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we haven't really gone that route, because we needed to make sure that all the finances and everything were in order first.
Okay. Yeah, so the difference is between us and the mortgage. The mortgage is obviously a long-term loan, and it's a monthly payment. For us, it's a short-term loan. So generally, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a secured loan. So just to say, for example, if you use the money to purchase the building with us, it's not going to be collateralized. So in nature, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a traditional mortgage. Okay?
Right.
So make sure you guys understand that.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. And I do see
a
few.
Will this be reported on the credit because, you know, he's improving his credit scores and stuff. We just wanted to make sure that all the anything that has to do with credit is being reported to the agencies so that it, because he makes all of his payments on time, and so he just needs that information to be reported so that they know that he's a good, you know,
good credit, basically. Basically, that's good credit, yeah. So this loan is going to be a business loan. So it will be reported to the business credit. So it will build the business credit. It won't be on his personal.
Okay.
So it won't affect his debt-to-income ratio. It also doesn't affect anything, really. The only thing it will just have is just like a soft inquiry from us checking the credit.
Okay.
All right. And I do see a few problems with the file. The first one is, the biggest one really is just on his credit report. There's some past due balance that he has.
For medical.
It looks like it's for medical. It's about $19,000 with Progressive Management Systems. Are they all medical?
Yeah, they're all medical.
Okay. Does he have
we're working on getting that resolved.
Okay. Does he have a payment plan in place with those?
No, actually, we're going to call and see if we can settle them and get them out of the way.
Uh-huh.
We might
use
some of the capital for that.
Okay. Putting some notes in here. Okay, and that's really the biggest issue with his credit is that. And then looks like everything I have, I already have everything I need to move the file forward. We should have the preliminary numbers for you guys to look at most likely tomorrow, if not the day after that.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, and if you have any questions, feel free to call Tyler, and he can answer any questions you have.
All right, sounds good. Will do.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.